I'm VOA's Richard Green with your worldwide news update. U.S. officials say Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told President Joe Biden that an Israeli retaliatory attack on Iran would focus only on military targets and not oil or nuclear facilities. The officials were cited by the Washington Post and Wall Street Journal, which both reported late Monday that Netanyahu made the pledge during a phone call between the leaders last week. A White House statement about the call made no mention of Israel's plans. The Iranian attack came in response to Israel's killing of Hassan Nasrallah, head of the Iran-backed Hezbollah militant group, and amid a surge in the conflict between Israel and Hezbollah. Meanwhile, the Associated Press says at least 15 people were killed by Israeli strikes in the southern Gaza Strip early Tuesday morning, quoting Palestinian medical officials. Israel is still battling Hamas in Gaza more than a year after the October 2023 attack into southern Israel triggered the war there and set off escalations across the region. South Korea says North Korea on Tuesday blew up unused roads on its side of the heavily fortified border that once linked the two Koreas. South Korea's top military leader said its troops responded by firing warning shots within southern sections of the border. South Korea's Unification Ministry issued a statement calling North Korea's actions as, quote, very abnormal. Tensions between the two Koreas have worsened since Pyongyang accused Seoul of flying drones over the North Korean capital and dropping propaganda leaflets. According to North Korea's state-run news agency, Kim Yo-jong, the powerful sister of leader Kim Jong-un, said Tuesday the regime had clear proof that South Korea's military is behind the drone incursions. This is VOA News. Seoul has not responded to the North's allegations. Taiwan says China has deployed a record number of military aircraft around a self-ruled island. The Defense Ministry said Tuesday it detected 153 Chinese warplanes the previous day. The planes were deployed as part of China's new round of war games near Taiwan. Beijing says the drills were conducted as a warning to the separatist acts of Taiwan Independence Forces. In a speech marking Taiwan's National Day last week, President Lai Ching-te vowed to resist annexation and insisted that Beijing and Taipei were not subordinate to each other. China claims Taiwan is part of its territory and has vowed to use any means necessary to bring it under its control, including military action. The U.S. government's efforts to help thousands of hurricane victims in one state have been complicated by threats of violence. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer explains.
The Federal Emergency Management Agency says that disaster workers paused and then changed some of their hurricane recovery efforts over the weekend in North Carolina, including abandoning door-to-door visits after receiving threats they could be targeted by a militia. The Rutherford County Sheriff's Office says it received a call about a man with an assault rifle who commented about possibly harming employees of FEMA working in the hard-hit areas of Lake Lure and Chimney Rock. 44-year-old William Jacob Parsons was later arrested and charged with a misdemeanor. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Local news outlets say China may raise an additional $850 billion from special treasury bonds over 3 years to stimulate a sagging economy. But as Reuters correspondent Julian Satterwhite reports, that figure failed to revive sentiment in the country's stock market.
The benchmark Shanghai Composite Index was down over 1% by early afternoon. Beijing has been increasingly concerned that it won't meet a target of 5% growth this year. Alarm has been raised by a slew of data coming in below expectations. In late September, authorities unleashed a package of monetary stimulus and property sector support measures. Many municipalities have been hard hit by the sharp downturn in the country's property sector, as they rely for much of their income on auctioning land to developers. The property crisis has also weighed on consumer spending, with much household wealth tied up in real estate.
That was Reuters correspondent Julian Satterwhite. In sports, Mark Vientos hit a grand slam to help the New York Mets beat the Los Angeles Dodgers 7-3 in Monday's second game of Major League Baseball's National League Championship Series. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Richard Green, VOA News.